Et les dernières nouvelles, c'est sur VOA Afrique.
Ici Michel Joseph à la Voix de l'Amérique, heureuse de vous retrouver pour une nouvelle leçon d'anglais English USA. Aujourd'hui, au cours de notre leçon d'anglais, Martin Lerner va voir le maire d'une petite ville. Il veut savoir quelles sont les occupations des habitants de cette ville, Greentown. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Greentown. The mayor of a town. Le maire d'une ville. The mayor. How many people live in Greentown? Combien y a-t-il d'habitants à Greentown? How many factories do you have? Combien d'usines avez-vous? How many teachers are there? Combien y a-t-il d'instituteurs? How long have you been mayor? Depuis combien de temps êtes-vous maire? A glass factory. A tire factory. Une usine de verre. Une usine de pneus.
Good afternoon, I'm Martin Lerner.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lerner. I'm Mayor Walker's assistant. The mayor is expecting you. Please go in.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mayor Walker.
Hello. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Fine, thanks. What can I do for you?
I'm a reporter. I want to talk about the work people do in this town.
Fine.
How long have you been mayor of Greentown?
3 years.
How many people live in Greentown?
13,000.
Let's talk about the work people do. What do they do?
They work in small factories. They work in small businesses.
How many factories do you have?
We have 5 small factories.
What do they make?
Look at these pictures. See these people?
Yes.
They work in the battery factory. They make batteries.
What do they make?
They work in the tire factory. They make tires.
What do they make?
They work in the glass factory. They make windows and windshields.
What do they make?
They make bottles. And they make plastic bags. Come see the town.
Thank you. I'd like that.
Do you see those people? They work on the roads and streets.
I see. How many teachers do you have?
About 100. They teach in the schools. Look at that school.
Is it a new school?
Yes, it is. 20 teachers teach in that school.
Is that a hospital?
Yes, it is. It's small. 23 nurses work in the hospital.
On aime savoir quelquefois où travaille tel ou tel individu. Where do they work? Ou si vous parlez à quelqu'un devant vous, un ami ou quelqu'un d'autre, vous lui adressez directement et vous lui demandez Where do you work? Donc, dans le cas de Martin Lerner, il demande au mayor, Mayor Walker, Where do they work? Où travaille-t-il? La réponse identifiera leur lieu de travail. Écoutez bien ces exemples.
Where do they work?
They work in small factories.
Where do they work?
They work in small businesses.
Where do they work?
They work in the battery factory.
Where do they work?
They work in the tire factory.
Where do they work?
They work in the glass factory.
Where do they work?
They work on the roads and streets.
Where do they work?
The teachers teach in that school.
Where do they work?
The nurses work in that hospital.
Pouvez-vous poser cette même question, comme l'a fait Martin Lerner? Where do they work? Le maire vous donnera les réponses. Commencez.
They work in small factories. They work in small businesses. They work in the battery factory. They work in the tire factory. They work in the glass factory. They work on the roads and streets. The teachers teach in that school. The nurses work in that hospital.
Travaillons ensemble. Un peu de grammaire d'abord. Conjuguons ensemble le verbe to work avec la question Where do you work? Commençons d'abord par la première question. Where do I work? I work at the Voice of America. Where do you work? Where does he work? Where does she work? Where do we work? Where do they work? Remarquez que pour la troisième personne, le verbe prend un S. Where does he work? C'est surtout à l'interrogative qu'il peut y avoir des problèmes. On inverse le sujet et le verbe. Do you work? Does he work? Does she work? Do we work? Do you work? Do they work? Do you work at the hospital? Does he work at the factory? Does she work in the bakery? Do you work at the hospital? Do they work at the hospital? Pour les questions. Par exemple, who are they? Qui sont-ils? Who are they? Who are you? Who is he? Who is she? Who is it? Revoyons les contractions du verbe être. I'm Michelle Joseph. You're the mayor of a town. He's the manager of a small business. She's a cook in a kitchen. We're students in a school. You're nurses at the hospital. They're workers in a factory. How many children are in that school? How many workers are in that factory? Combien y a-t-il de travailleurs dans cette usine? Autrement, au lieu de dire how many, on peut aussi dire au singulier how much. How much, plus couramment, ça veut dire combien ça coûte. How much are these oranges? Combien coûtent ces oranges? How much is it? Combien ça coûte? Et voilà. Révisez un peu chez vous À haute voix. Ici Michel Joseph à la Voix de l'Amérique. Vous venez d'entendre la 15e leçon de English USA, première partie. Restez à l'écoute pour la deuxième partie. Vous apprendrez d'autres mots concernant un métier ou une profession. Pour mieux profiter de ces émissions, nous vous conseillons de les enregistrer sur cassette si c'est possible. Mais si cela n'est pas le cas, ne vous découragez pas. Profitez au maximum de ces 20 minutes pour retenir quand même quelques expressions clés dans chaque leçon. N'hésitez pas de répéter à haute voix après moi et tout au long de la leçon. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Dans la seconde partie de cette leçon, Martin Lerner est allé voir le maire d'une petite ville le jour de la fête du travail. Tout en regardant le défilé, il parle de ce que font les habitants, quelles sont leurs occupations et où ils travaillent. Where do they work? Où travaillent-ils? They work in shops, in banks, at the post office. Ils travaillent dans des magasins, dans des banques, au bureau de poste. Revoyons tout de suite. Where do they work? They work in shops, in banks, at the post office. Autre question. What do they make? Ça s'applique surtout à un artisan ou un ouvrier ou un employé d'usine. Qu'est-ce qu'ils fabriquent? What do they make? They make plastic bags, tires, windows. Ils fabriquent des sacs en plastique, des pneus, des fenêtres. How many small businesses? Combien de petites entreprises commerciales? How many small businesses?
Mayor Walker, how many small businesses do you have?
About 220. People work in stores and shops. They work in banks. They work in restaurants and bars. They work in the post office. They work in bakeries.
What do they make in the bakeries?
They bake bread and cakes. Do you see that man there?
Yes.
He's a writer.
Where does he write?
He writes for the newspaper.
I see a photographer.
Yes, she works for the newspaper.
Who are those women?
They're workers.
Where do they work?
They work at the plastic factory.
What do they make?
They make plastic bags.
Who are those men?
They're workers too.
Where do they work?
They work at the tire factory.
Who are they?
They're students.
Where do they study?
They study at the high school.
They're good musicians, too. Who are those children?
They're students, too. They're going to sing.
Pouvez-vous maintenant dire où tous ces gens travaillent? Écoutez d'abord quelques exemples avec le dialogue entre Martin et le maire.
He's a writer.
Where does he write?
He writes for the newspaper. They're workers.
Where do they work?
They work at the factory. She's a photographer.
Where does she work?
She works for the newspaper.
Répondez maintenant aux questions.
He's a writer.
Where does he write?
She's a photographer.
Where does she work?
They're teachers.
Where do they teach?
They're students.
Where do they study?
They're nurses.
Where do they work?
Do you see those men?
Yes. Who are they?
They're carpenters.
Oh, yes, I see.
We have many carpenters.
Those men work on the roads and streets.
Yes.
Who are those women?
They're workers.
Where do they work?
They work in the glass factory.
What do they make?
They make windows and windshields.
Where do they work?
They work in the bottle factory.
What do they make?
They make bottles.
Where do they work?
They work in the tire factory.
What do they make?
They make tires. Where do you work?
I work at the Voice of America. Thank you for your time, Mayor Walker.
Autre révision. Do you work? Does he work? Do they work? Who are they? Qui sont-ils? Who are they? Who are you? Who is he? Who is she? Who is it? Et c'est comme ça que vous répondez à la porte. Who is it? It's me, Michelle. How many? Question très utile. How many are there? How many nurses work in the hospital? How many are there? How many people work in the factory? How many are there? How much does this cost? Combien ça coûte? How much is it? Combien ça coûte? Michel Joseph à la Voix de l'Amérique. Vous venez d'entendre la seconde partie de la 15e leçon de English USA. Vous avez appris à demander la question « Where do they work ?» ou si vous adressez à une personne devant vous « Where do you work ?»« What do they make ?» Que fabriquent-ils ? Vous avez appris à demander « How many ?»« How much ?» et encore bien plus. Ne manquez pas de nous retrouver pour la prochaine leçon. À bientôt. Goodbye.
Vous aimeriez mieux parler anglais? Écoutez Michel Joseph du lundi au vendredi à 21h temps universel, le samedi à 20h30 et le dimanche à 18h30 sur VOA Afrique. Restez branchés sur le monde avec VOA Afrique.
I agree, yo. I don't see my wife in you. I don't see my wife in you. I don't see my wife in you. 1 + 1, I want you. I don't see my wife in you. I don't see my wife in you. I don't see my wife.
wifey. The way you dey smiling, though, it shows say you like me, oh. Me say I like you, oh. That's how we supposed to be, yeah. Oh, look, me and you, we be like bread and butter. No matter the weather, we go burn a G-butter. I dey telling you, hey. 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 I dey telling you.
VOA Afrique, dites-le à un ami.
24 heures sur 24, VOA Afrique.
As life goes on, I'm starting to learn more and more about responsibility. And I realize that everything I do is affecting the people around me. So I want to take this time out to apologize for things that I've done and things that haven't occurred yet and things that they don't want to take responsibility for.
Sorry for the times that I left you home. I was on the road and you were alone. I'm sorry for the times that I had to go. I'm sorry for the fact that I did not know that you were sitting home just wishing we could go back to when it was just you and me. I'm sorry for the times I would neglect. I'm sorry for the times I disrespect. I'm sorry for the wrong things that I've done. I'm sorry I'm not always there for my sons. I'm sorry for the fact that I'm not aware that you can't sleep at night when I am not there, because I'm in the streets like every day. I'm sorry for the things that I did not say, like how you are the best thing in my world and how I'm so proud to call you my girl. Stay busy